Hi, my name's Maureen Sullivan. I've been asked to give you a few tips on facilitating online in a synchronous environment. The first tip I would have, that's by far the most important in my experience, where possible, use a producer. This is a second person who dials in on a separate line and has a separate computer. They can then work behind the scenes with learners' technical issues. Someone can't dial in or they're having problems with audio. If you've got someone to stick handle all of those issues behind the scenes, that frees you up to focus on the content and ensuring it's an engaging experience for learners. Arrive early, at least 15 minutes before you start, and either you or your producer engage the learners as they dial in. Welcome them, maybe a little chit chat. Once the session starts, take time to ensure that everybody can use the participation functions. If your audience is like most, there'll be varying levels of comfort with technology and the platform. So show them around, get them to practice raising their hands, maybe chat in a simple answer like, what's the weather like outside? Just get them practicing. Keep your tech talk to a minimum. You don't have to explain that I'm going to open the poll, then I'm going to publish it. In the live classroom, you would never say, oh, I'm just going to move to the next slide. So keep your tech talk to a minimum. Give them lots of time to respond to chat. Remember, they have to process your question, formulate their response, and then navigate the tech function. So be patient. And above all, remain calm. Remember, technical glitches will occur. You and your producer can be working behind the scenes. Maybe your producer's chatting privately with folks that are having trouble. But remain calm and have some fun with it. You have to smile a lot more than you might otherwise, because all they have is your voice tone, which is only 38% of communication. So smile a lot, be encouraging, make sure it's a fun environment for them, and they will be happy to come back. So good luck, and you will formulate your own tips as you work on this.